Happy Halloween, you disgusting beasts. I'm Adam Schatz, and welcome to the Earwolf Presents podcast featuring an episode of my show, Pumpkin, a Halloween musical radio play. Each week, you'll get a special episode from the Earwolf universe of podcasts or even something brand new. Today, you'll hear the first episode of Pumpkin, a six-part Halloween musical radio play featuring Mike Hanford, Charlene Yee, Demi Adejuyibe, Mary Holland, Jess McKenna, Aaron Whitehead, and more. This episode starts at the very beginning of the story, which is a great place for you to jump in, because if you start in the middle, it won't make any damn sense. The songs are great, the jokes are funny, and would you believe me if I said I worked too hard on it for too long? If you like this episode, you can hear the whole special on Stitcher Premium and use the promo code PUMPKIN for a free month of Stitcher Premium, then forget to cancel. I hope you like it. Thanks.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That is frustrating. Uh-huh. So wait. This doesn't make any sense. Then just return the tape to where the store used to be. Mom, you're not making any sense. Hey. Sorry, I accidentally pressed the mute button with my ear. Yeah, I'm here now. No, it's just, I don't, okay, I have to go. Yes, I love you too. Yes, I miss you too. No, I'm not too busy to call more. Yes, I'm your special boy. Yes, I'm big and strong. No, I'm not lying about that, I am. Okay, goodbye. Good night.
Whew. Is that Grandma on the phone?
Yes.
What's her deal these days?
Honestly, I don't know. When people get old, they just kind of change for the worse.
Yikes.
Yeah. Okay, who's got two thumbs, needs braces, and is ready for bed?
Me!
All right! Pumped for bedtime. I love it. I hated bedtime when I was your age. But you have to understand, the 1970s... were a different time.
Dad, oh, please don't tell me a long-winded biographical flashback bedtime story. You know I hate those.
Yeah, these dang things are always out of tune anyway.
Come on! Tomorrow is Halloween, my favorite day of all days. I want a scary story.
Pumpkin, I don't want to give myself nightmares. And if I may be frank...
Please.
I think it's weird you're into scary things.
Well, I think it's weird that you named me Pumpkin and expected me not to be.
Your mother was into gardening.
Well, what's done is done. I love to be scared, Dad. I love the freaky deaky weirdo stuff, and you can't stop me because guess what? Parents don't tell kids what to think anymore.
Then what are we even doing here?
Tell me a tale that features the creatures who make me afraid just to open my eyes. Tell me a story that's freaky and gory and nobody reaches the end of life. Tell me of critters who give me the jitters and scare me to death. Wouldn't that be the best? Give me knives and axes, death and taxes, blood and guts from heads to butts.
I'm also afraid of when you bite down on too many tortilla chips and they cut up the roof of your mouth.
No one likes that.
Listen, I know it didn't really connect to what I sang before, but, I am just a kid.
Well, at least you're done now, so...
Scares and frights and lightless nights, they bring my spirit back to life. Maggots eating rotting brains, they make the world less lame. They make the world less lame.
Less lame. Well, right. And I'm going to tell you a story that's not lame because your dad is not lame.
The well in daytime, it bores me so. The kids I know all like to go on about. Text and apps type in all caps. My eyes will roll as their eyes scroll. Makeup lessons, ads for dresses. Puberty's too much.
too much. I can agree with that.
Won't you distract me with tales of distress? Go crazy, amaze me. I've just one request. I've gotta believe it could happen to me. So scare me to sleep. Won't you please scare me to sleep?
I'm gonna tell you a story.
Scare
to put
me
you
to sleep.
I'm not gonna scare you.
Won't you scare me to sleep?
I don't wanna give you nightmares, really.
Scare me to sleep. Scare me to sleep. Yes, Father. Scare me right into slumber. It is my desire to be frightened to the core.
You're starting to scare me.
Until my whole being shuts down like narcolepsy and I surrender into sleepland. I like being stressed out into sleepiness.
That's quite enough, young lady.
Happy Halloween, Father! Give me what I need, Father!
Happy Halloween to you too. Now please, just get back into bed and I can...
Will you tell me a scary story now?
All right. Oh, my God. Okay, fine. Let's do this. You want scary?
Yes!
You want to hear the most messed up, disturbing story my fully formed adult brain can think of?
Yes, yes, yes! Oh my God! Yes, please!
Well, buckle your sleep belt and put on your shower cap. It's time for a bloodbath!
Pumpkin.
This is a story about a town, but not just any town. That would be boring, and I am not boring. Neither is this story, you know. No, this story is about a scary town. A very scary town, where all sorts of scary business goes down all the time, like you wouldn't even believe. It's a town where monsters exist, legally. Zombies, ghosts, ghouls, creepers, cheeches, chongs, werewolves.
And vampires?
No. Vampires aren't real, honey. Now, where was I? Oh, heck. I'll start at the beginning. This is a story about a town.
I remember. Monsters are real and live in the town legally.
Right. So, all these monsters, they coexist with the human people of the town thanks to a local ordinance passed after a landmark ruling of the people versus Stop Eating My Arm in 1997.
Uh-huh.
And ever since that law was passed, there has been mostly peace between the monsters and the humans of the town.
What's the name of the town?
The name? You want the name? Of the town.
You're stalling.
No. I'm not. It's called, let's see, looking around the room to get a clue about what it's called. It's called Daughterburg.
Boo.
Killville?
Yeah!
Whew, okay. Killville's a good town, with good schools, and an old mayor who you can trust to always be at the grand opening of a new department store with an oversized pair of scissors. It's the type of town where you just might see someone walking down the street singing a song of greeting to the townsfolk, and they, in turn, might just sing their replies back.
What does the song sound like?
I'm glad you asked. Whew. Okay. Oh. Sorry, Pumpkin, another time.
It's okay, Dad.
Whew. Okay. And although you might think a town full of monsters and potential scares is grounds for constant disturbances and wild chaos...
Yes?
It is not.
Oh.
Because order is maintained by the inarguable stability of the authority figures. Keeping a watchful eye on the goings-on between the monsters and the people of the town is an elite squad of detectives known as the Spooky Victims Unit. And they've just arrived to a particularly curious crime conundrum.
Nothing to see, folks. Nothing to see. I'll take it from here.
Me too. I will also take it from here.
Play the theme song, you idiot.
Right. Sorry.
These detectives are some pair. One is a seasoned veteran who's seen it all but is starting to wonder if this newfangled world has left them behind. Her partner is a rookie, fresh out of the squad with a good attitude. The kind of attitude you could juice a lemon on, and other stuff too. These two detectives are investigating a murder. It's so messed up, this murder. The veteran thinks it's a monster who did the murdering. An open and shut case. Monster killings are legal in this town. Did I say that yet? Well, now you know.
Got it.
The rookie, however, suspects foul play. A teenage journalist from Normal Kids Junior High is walking by when he sees the caution tape and begins to pry the detectives for loose facts.
Detectives! Zach Fackman here from Normal Kids Youth...
Great, not this kid again.
Normal Kids Youth News. Are you saying that this is an open and shut case?
Yes!
No. So, you're suspecting foul play?
No! Yes!
Zach Fackman, News Note 221. Here at the crime scene behind the Fender Strat laundromat, there is palpable dissonance. Yeah, that's it. Between the two detectives on the scene from the SVU. One tall, one short. Hygiene, moderate. Intellect, unclear. I can't help but notice an air of superiority from their direction, coated like thick, fresh paint on a house of insecurity, and they are looking at me. Okay, I'm done.
Okay. Dig this, partner. I found a clue, all on my own. It's a hair.
All right. Now, look closer. That's not just any hair. What's on the hair? It's inside of all of us. It's...
blood! It's a bloody hair!
Bingo, newbie. That's what I'm talking about. Bag it, tag it, we're going to the lab.
Oh, yes! I still haven't been to the lab.
There they go, racing off with the evidence before I can even begin to get my scoop. This sucks. This sucks the big one. This sucks the biggest one there ever was. Today can't possibly get any worse. Zach Fackman, personal interest report for future tell-all memoir. My pride has been damaged, my self-esteem bludgeoned, like a boxer who has been boxed too hard. But at least I am of sound body. My ears always sharpened to the possibility of a clue, wherever it... Ow! Ew!
Wet Willy! Gotcha!
Ugh, busy. Get out of here! I'm working!
Working on what? A breaking story on the census findings for Dorktown? I'll save you the trouble. Dorktown, population 1. It's you! Dead arm!
Ow! This is a closed crime scene, and some of us have real news to report, like you'd know it from the crummy work you've done for Bully's Digest.
Real news? Don't make me laugh. I saw your last expose on the sour chocolate milk scandal, and it was pure fluff. We're on the cutting edge at Bully's Digest. You'll see what I mean in my column next week on cyberbullying, perfecting the digital wedgie.
That's dumb. Ugh. I wish there weren't so many different school papers.
Oh, keep wishing, my nerd. Now, you know what time it is. I'm on a deadline to finish this editorial on beating kids up, and you're my anonymous source, Charlie Horse!
Ow, ow! Well, guess what? You're not gonna have to beat me up this time. I'll take it from here. Ow! Ooh. Ow!
Hey, stop hitting yourself! Come on! I had already wound up to punch you again and-
Breaking news, this just in, I'm gonna beat myself up again. I know I'm better than everybody thinks I am. Every day they beat me up, today I'll beat them to the punch.
Hey, stop hitting yourself. It's weird.
They call me a weirdo for loving the news. They call me a dork for knowing what I want to do. They call me a loser just because I always lose. Maybe they're right.
This makes me very uncomfortable. I should be hitting you.
You think I don't have the stuff.
Big cafeteria spotlight on crinkle-cut fries versus regular was a flop. My special interest piece on living a full school day inside of a locked locker wasn't read by anyone. What's the point? I wonder.
Okay. Seems like I'm not gonna get a slap in edgewise, so I'm just gonna go.
I should stop singing anyways. I don't wanna miss my bus home. Oh, shoot, there it goes. Bye.
Hey, if anyone asks, I'm gonna tell them there was no bus and you were just scared of me.
Hey, stop, stop. Mind if I sit here?
It's fine, you can sit here, but you're not gonna start singing, are you? Cause I always end up sitting next to a kid who starts singing.
I wonder if I'll ever grow into the kid I know I'm meant to be.
We wonder too.
Oh, now everybody's singing.
Will I prove myself to the folks who do not take me seriously?
Will you do it?
Zach gets off the bus and walks home, crossing the street to avoid some teenage ghouls doing fancy soccer tricks with a human head. He opens the door and shouts to his mom that he's home.
Mom!
Zach's mom, Brenda, is Killville's premier real estate tycoon, and currently she is focused on one thing, building a new condominium complex on an old historic graveyard.
No, don't climb on the couch. There, stay, stay. Okay, good, good. Christ on a cracker.
Brenda has been hard at work making Frankenstein types in her basement.
Frankenstein types?
Yes, dear. The copyrighted entity known as Mary Shelley's Frankenstein prevents anyone from ever speaking the name Frankenstein without paying a licensing fee in perpetuity. So, Brenda has concocted a clever workaround by naming her creatures Frankenstein types and building them in her basement lab slash laundry room where permit inspectors would never think to look.
But Dad, the monster in Mary Shelley's Frankenstein is actually called Frankenstein's monster, not Frankenstein.
Okay, listen. Nobody, and I mean nobody, enjoys being told that fact. Nobody. I'm sorry, Pumpkin, but sometimes your old man has to come at you pretty hard with the tough love. May I continue?
Yes, but I think you're inserting too much legal jargon into this scary story. It's kind of boring.
And I think you don't pay the rent in this house. So Brenda has been making Frankenstein types in her basement. Her son Zach returns home to find her training one of them to write.
Hold it. Hold the pencil. No. No, what are we even doing here? This is ridiculous. Oh, hi, Zach. How was school?
School was fine. I saw a murder on the way home. You know, I think it might be my next big story. And,
Friend!
Mom, what is this?
This is 1A. Wait, no, that's 1A underscore newest. I can't keep them all straight.
Why is 1A in our house?
Well, you know about Mommy's big new housing concept?
Yeah, building condos on top of the old historic graveyard?
You mean Graveyard Heights, son? We call it Graveyard Heights now. Well, a lot of the townsfolk seem to think that the graveyard needs preserving and don't want me to build there. The mayor is putting my rezoning request on the next townwide ballot.
So you
are doing something unrelated to that. I'm just building these things for fun. But they've turned the basement into a complete mess, and ever since they figured out how to turn on the TV down there, I can't get them to focus for more than 15 seconds.
Friends.
OK, Okay, you know what? You can watch Friends when you show me that you can fill in a circle with this pencil. Pencil? It's a pencil. Pencil!
Friends! Why is there plaster all over the floor?
Oh, you know, I made my creations too tall, so they're smashing through all the doorways. No. Come back. Go. There goes another one.
Mom, listen. Can I talk to you for a second?
Uh-huh.
I've been having a pretty hard time lately, you know?
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
I'm in a journalistic rut. I get beat up all the time. And with the speed of the modern news cycle, I'm on pace to be irrelevant before I even start high school, which is every youth reporter's worst nightmare.
Mm-hmm, yeah, uh-huh.
I think covering this new murder could really be the start of something good for me. But these detectives today totally brushed me off like I was a little boy. And I'm not a little boy. I'm a big boy.
Yes, you are. Zach, honey, this all seems like a lot. And you know what I always tell you when you've got a lot on your mind.
Write it down?
Bingo, Ringo, write it down. Then put it on the pile on Mommy's standing desk, and I promise to read it later.
Okay.
That's the spirit. Here's a new Sharpie. Oh, let's call it an early birthday present. Okay, I gotta go. These runaways won't catch themselves.
Meanwhile, the detectives are en route to the forensic lab. That means they're on their way.
There's nowhere left to turn but back to you. There's nowhere left.
You're tuned in to 50 minutes of non-stop commercial-free radio transition sound effects.
Charts, charts, charts. I love charts. Reading, proceeding. There's someone always needing a chart. Hey, a chart today. A chart to tell you how many charts you've read. And a chart for...
Hello, Susan.
What? I was in the middle of... something. Oh, detectives, it's you. I got your message. Just put your hair sample in this beaker. Carefully. Thank you.
Wowie. So this is the lab.
Motherfucker, I am the lab.
Whoa, sorry about that, pumpkin. I got carried away.
No, this is awesome. Hot dog, a surly and confident lab technician.
You know it, bucko. Now shut the front door.
Dad.
Nope, I won't say it again.
Sorry about my partner, Susan. They've never been in a lab before.
Is this the cabinet where you keep the beaker? It is the cabinet where you keep all the beakers. Beaker cabinet. Beaker cabinet. Uh-huh. Beaker cabinet. Beaker cabinet.
It's okay. I remember my first lab. Put those down and get back over here. The beakers aren't toys. They're serious. Here, play with this.
Ooh, fluids.
Okay, now. Let's analyze this hair sample. Just a dash of saline and sprinkle of agar, a quick stir, eye of newt, dumped into the graduated cylinder, some ethanol into the homeschooled cylinder, a brief prayer to the underworld, Lord of Darkness, heed my prayer. Make what we don't know be there. And firing up the old Bunsen burner. Spin it with the tungsten turner. Detective Rosemary, would you like to pull the lever?
Oh my God, yes.
Okay, done. The results are on that screen. Huh. That's odd. That's clear. That's odd again.
What's it say?
You're not gonna like this.
Foul play. Foul play.
Shut up.
Running these results against every monster sample I have on file, I'm getting zero matches. But when I cross-check the hair with a hair from my personal collection of hair, from past crushes of mine that I keep next to my bed for exclusively scientific purposes, there are striking DNA similarities.
You don't mean...
The killer is a person. A human male is my guess. A dude.
Unbelievable. A human killer. We don't know the first thing about human crimes. Dang it! Dang it all to heck!
Wait till the rest of the unit hears about this.
There's no time to waste. See you, Susan. Good luck finishing that song about charts.
Thanks, pal. Oh, charts are good. Charts are fine. Charts are fine and good.
Brenda Factman wants to turn Killville Historic Graveyard District into a high-rise atrocity.
Don't let that happen.
Brenda Factman wants to transform your children into gargoyles for the wealthy to rest their frothy beverages atop.
Don't let that happen.
Your children will only come alive after sundown, and that's bad. Vote no on Prop 666 on your Halloween Day ballots. That is, if you care.
This message is paid for by the People Are Monsters 2 Political Action Committee.
Mom, I got an A on all my tests and saved up my piggy bank money to buy protective dust goggles and compostable glow sticks. Can we?
Sorry, dear. We just can't afford it this year.
Sound familiar? We've all been there before. Your kid's been dreaming of that utopian week in the dry filth of the Black Rock Desert, but you just can't afford the trip.
But Virgo and Lycra's parents are letting them go. I'll never get to rage on the playa.
Ho-ho-ho. Don't worry, little one. We've got you covered. Here at the Burning Kids Charitable Trust, we are committed to your children getting the once-in-a-lifetime chance to experience the magic that is Burning Man. Just have your child write in with a 300-word essay about why they deserve to attend. They just might have their life irreparably changed forever.
The change you want to see in the world. Act now and join the Marine Corps, located in the Killville Harbor. You'll be given your own kayak to paddle alongside and protect the Marine Corps, Killville's premier floating corpse attraction. Give tours to youth groups of the different flies that swarm the wilting body. Serve your community today and be proud for once in your miserable life.
If you waited till the last minute to get a new Halloween costume, we offer 24-hour tailoring upon request. So relax, we got you covered. Men's Scarehouse, you're gonna loathe the way you look. I guarantee it. Yeah, you're doing it.
Don't stop now.
59.
Where's the chief? We gotta see the chief. There he is. Chief! Chief! We've got the lab results.
Excellent, detective. Sorry I'm late, everybody. I had to check in with my doctor about a thing.
Did you burn your tongue on your coffee again for the fifth time, sir?
No. Okay, let's hear it. What have you got on this murder suspect? You know, a teenage reporter from Field Hockey Monthly just ambushed me outside my doctor's office asking for a quote, and I practically choked on my lolly. This case is already too hot. We need to solve it quickly and quietly.
Well, you're not gonna like what we have. Hey, rookie, you tell him.
10-4, partner. Chief, the lab results are irrefutable. Our killer is not a monster. The killer is a dude.
Okay,
what?
Now, what are you talking about?
That's right. The hair came from a human man.
Well, maybe it was the victim's hair. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, Chief, but the victim was hairless.
Ah! But we're the spooky victims unit. We deal with the paranormal, the creepy, and the crawly. We don't know the first thing about human disregard for the value of life. That's too challenging.
Come on now. I know I'm new here, but this is a crack team of ragtag investigators. I'm sure we can figure this out.
Oh, yeah, we can.
Listen, there's not a soul on this beat with any experience investigating a human crime.
Yeah, no, we can't. We can't.
Well, there was this one detective.
Ah! The creepy old custodian was in here this whole time? This is a private detective meeting. No one wants to hear what you have to say, old custodian.
Yeah,
what's
get
the matter
out of
with
here?
You?
Yeah, you don't belong here. Get out of here.
Wait. Let's hear him out.
Well, years ago, when I was just a rookie custodian who didn't know my mop from my slop, there was one person. Detective Bridges was the name. He had transferred from the Human Homicide Division when it got shut down due to inactivity, but that was a long time ago. He's since retired and swore he'd never come back. He lives a lonely life, just him and his valuable memories.
Well, then we aren't going to go bother him now, are we? You big moron!
A detective's retirement is sacred. Scram!
Hey, wouldn't it be funny if the custodian was the killer? Because we gave him such a hard time and he snapped.
That would be something.
Yeah, we definitely have that one coming. A real twist.
Settle down, settle down. Now let's take a second and really think on this.
Here's your coffee, sir.
Great, thanks. Oh, hot! Too hot! Oh, too hot!
Dad, did you just include the custodian character because that's what you do for your job?
What? No! Hey, how about the killer? Wouldn't it be scary to hear him get a murder going?
Ooh. I guess so, but so far this has been mostly boring conversations.
Okay, good note. Well, check this out. It's the scariest time of night, late night, and the killer is walking. No, wait. The killer is creeping along the avenue.
La-di-da-di-da, la-di-da-di-doo. I'm going to get a snack once my killing is through.
Ooh, hey, there's a person up ahead. Okay, in the zone, be present, kill here now. It's time to do what we do.
The moon is out again, and terror is my friend, and murder is the son I never had. I haven't got regrets, as sure as water's wet. If being bad is bad, well, bad's my dad. And pain's a family friend, whose aunt was like a sister to my mom. My mom's a bomb. Don't you see?
Oh, you don't.
So maybe I am not the best with words, and maybe I don't know what rhymes with words. But these words I gotta sing, though singing really ain't my thing. My thing is killing people till they're dead. My uncle's dread, and his sister's doom. And it's a family affair to fill this world with more despair. Might seem unkind, but it's all that occupies my troubled mind. You're out of time. Click, click, die. Well, sure, of course, I look a little tired, a little out of shape, and I forgot to iron my cape. And underneath this mask, I've got some food still on my face. Well, I've had a busy day. How very rude of you to say. Maybe you are right, I'm letting myself go. My general disposition seems to tell that what I fear deep down, I've terrorized this town, and terror now just doesn't ring my bell. I feel like hell. But buyer beware, I'll fill this world with more despair. It's working fine, it's all that occupies my scattered mind. It's all that occupies my scattered mind. I'm not sure if I should do this anymore. You're gonna die. Oh, we're all eventually gonna die. Or should I do this anymore? Oh, but fire beware, I'll fill this world with more despair. It's working fine. It's all that occupies my scattered mind. I'm not sure if I should do this anymore. You're gonna die. Oh, we're all gonna die.
hear what happens next in Chapter 2, A Clue